tell us a little bit about the Schrauser Award. You've got a special award out now for people who do research on selenium. Tell us a little bit about what that represents and some of the studies that have come out from people that you've awarded this to.
Right. Well, actually, it is another of these stories of mine, which I haven't yet told very much. I once was invited to Germany to talk to former cancer patients. You know, there are these self-help organizations. And I arrived there late in the evening. And before I left my hotel in Switzerland, and I had some selenium supplements on my desk, put it in my trouser pocket. And I came to this place where these women were all aggregating, and it was Friday night. Suddenly the door opens and the woman comes in, and she had lymphedema of the arm, and it was swollen.
What is lymphedema?
Well, you see, people who had breast cancer sometimes get all the lymph nodes of the arm and the axilla taken out. And then they may develop a stagnation of lymph in their arm, and their arm will swell up, become quite hard. And these arms are very sensitive to infections, and this is called lymphedema. Most women are being told, well, you have to live with it, it's better than to die from breast cancer, and there's nothing we can do. But these poor women have to watch very carefully whether their arm gets infected, and oftentimes they have to wear gloves all the time to do their work. And can you imagine, if a woman has her right hand with which she has to do work, she must avoid any form of injury, or else she would get erysipelas infection, which can be very dangerous. It's a very unpleasant condition. And on this evening, a woman came and had a swollen arm which was seriously inflamed, and she was in pain and blisters formed on it. She passed my table. I simply integrated all my biochemical knowledge. I said, sit down, reached in my pocket, gave her the selenium. And she took that selenium, 800 micrograms, I still remember today. And then she was sitting at our table, and we could actually, within 40 minutes or so, see how the inflammation disappeared and how the swelling went down. Then within 12 hours, the total swelling of the arm was very, very significantly reduced practically to normal. So we were, of course, excited. And then, since there were so many women there with lymphedema, we did a study with 86 of these women and could confirm, yes, it works. And it's now an accepted therapy in Europe for lymphedema.
Did it work on all 86?
It works in a large percentage of these patients. Of course, you have some patients who had lymphedema for many years, decades, and then it hardens, they get calcium deposits. But even there, after longer dosages of selenium, we could still achieve a softening even of old resistant lymphedema.
So it seemed to help everyone.
It was certainly positive. And then, in the meantime, large-scale in clinical studies were done in some clinics. And one of the key results was that selenium does prevent the infections. And so they don't have to take antibiotics anymore. And this is, of course, a great achievement. And for this, I received a reward. That brought me the idea that selenium must have many, many functions in other diseases associated with inflammation. And so I first recommended to use selenium in acute pancreatitis, which is another fatal disease. If you have acute pancreatitis, you're in big trouble. And selenium does significantly reduce the mortality from acute pancreatitis. Then the next very fatal condition is septicemia. And medical doctors in Europe have shown, in fact, that selenium reduces the mortality from septicemia, especially if accompanied by pneumonia. Now, this is, of course, an achievement because basically once you have septicemia and pneumonia, you better have written your will, my friend. But again, a significant mortality reduction was achieved. So suddenly all these terrible conditions became treatable. And so a company that produces selenium drugs decided we have to improve the knowledge of physicians in selenium and stimulate the use in acute medicine. And therefore they said, because in honor of me, they would nominate people for the Schrauser Award if they came up with similar usages of selenium as I did. Last year in July in Berlin, we actually gave away the first Schrauser Award to Dr. Savas Khan, who discovered another very important thing, and that is that selenium can reduce the neurological damage subsequent to stroke. Now, you know very well that stroke is a rather terrible thing to have, but even worse is the subsequent damage of the brain cells. It leads to these often permanent effects of stroke.
The paralyzation.
That's right. And this is caused by oxygen radical damage to the neuron, and one can reduce that damage by selenium. So this is, again, another example of how selenium works. It's a true miracle element, and we haven't seen the rest of it yet. There are many things to come. The story of selenium goes on like I've never seen with any other trace element. Usually, when something like that is reported, they have an initial increase of research papers. Well, and then, you know, it stops. But in the case of selenium, in the past 30 years, it goes on and on and on. It becomes more exciting almost every week now.